reading verse number 1.
Proverbs chapter 15, and we'll begin verse number 1. Proverbs 15, and we'll begin in verse number 1. I entitled my message, How to Deal with Someone Who is Angry. How to Deal with Someone Who is Angry. We've probably heard messages about dealing with our own anger. But the Bible here in this passage of Scripture we're going to go over this evening tells us what to do when we come across angry people, how we are to respond, how we are to interact with them. What are we supposed to do when people become angry with us? And the answer is found here for us in the Word of God. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 15, verse 1, the following: A soft answer turneth away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. The tongue of the wise useth knowledge aright, but the mouth of fools poureth out foolishness. The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. A wholesome tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness therein is a breach in the spirit. A fool despiseth his father's instruction, but he that regardeth reproof is prudent. In the house of the righteous is much treasure, but in the revenues of the wicked is trouble. The lips of the wise disperse knowledge, but the heart of the foolish doeth not so. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, again, Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the things that we can take from it and apply to our lives. I pray you'd help each and every one of us that are here this evening to be wise. Lord, not only hear, but take what your word teaches and apply to our lives. Lord, there's so many things that we can learn and so many things that we can do. If we would just listen to you, you want to teach us something. And I pray that in this night that those that are here, their hearts be sensitive to your leading. And Lord, I also pray this evening if there's someone in our midst who does not know the Lord Jesus Christ as a personal Savior, I pray this in the night that they come to trust in you for salvation. Again, Lord, we just pray in everything you're glorified, and we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. How to deal with someone who is angry. The Bible says in Proverbs 15:1, a soft answer turneth away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. This verse encourages us to respond to conflict and anger with gentleness and patience rather than responding in kind. The natural man, the one within us, when we come across angry people or someone who is angry with us, we want to respond to them by giving them a piece of our mind. That is the natural way of doing things. We think we're going to set things straight, especially when we're accused of wrong or if we're coming across someone who's wrongfully angry with us. We want to settle the score or make sure that we defend ourselves. But God's word says not to do that. God's word gives us direction and says we ought to respond with kindness, gentle words. And how we can learn to respond in a gentle, gracious way depends on whether or not we're willing to do what God wants us to do instead of doing what we want to do. We need to let God lead in our lives and give us direction when handling these issues. We're to be different. And different means we have to do things differently than the world would do it. And the Bible teaches us in that in the book of Matthew. Turn there, if you would, to Matthew chapter 5. Matthew chapter 5. And we'll begin reading verse number 43. Matthew chapter 5 and verse number 43. Matthew chapter 5 and verse 43, the Bible says the following: You have heard that hath been said, Thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you, that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he maketh the sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. For if ye love them which love you, what reward have ye? Do even the publicans the same? And if ye salute your brethren only, what do ye more than others? Do not even the publicans so? Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. God's desire for us is to be peacemakers and not peace breakers. God's desire for us is to go the extra mile, to stand out from the crowd. He wants us to respond differently. One of the greatest ways we can make this a reality in our lives is dealing with the angry in a Christ-like way, in a righteous way, and letting God take control of the situation. And we let God take control of the situation when we respond to situations according to the Word of God. Not doing as we think it ought to be done, but doing as God's Word teaches it to be done. We will either be angry or have to deal with those who are angry in our lives. And the Bible tells us how to deal with these situations. It says, a soft answer turneth away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. In a world full of angry people, conflict, strife, people always wanting what they think belongs to them and doing whatever they can in order to get it, people who are filled with anger, we need to learn how to deal with these angry people. And one of the ways we learn to deal with the angry people, first and foremost, if you're taking notes this evening, is a gentle answer requires for us to practice self-control. A gentle answer requires for us to practice self-control. A soft answer turneth away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. We need to control our spirit. We need to be in control of what we are doing. We can't control everything around us. We can't control what our others are doing, but there is something we can control by the grace of God, and that is ourselves. We can go in the right direction and do the right thing if we learn to control ourselves. And this takes practice. It will not happen in the moment when you're faced with an angry person. It has to be a part of our daily lives and the things that we do. We need to learn to control ourselves right now. We think of dealing with this situation. Just imagine, as an example, you're driving down the road and someone cuts you off and road rage begins and all this excitement comes up and the guy rolls down his window and starts yelling and screaming at you. You can feel your blood begin to boil and you feel yourself, the flesh, taking control. And our first response is normally just to let him have it. But what God wants us to do is respond in a Christ-like attitude. Don't let him have it, but rather respond with a soft answer. And there could be a number of reasons. Maybe you were in the wrong. Maybe they were in the wrong. Regardless of the situation, the Bible says we should not let that anger spill over into our own lives. The wrath of that person who's angry with us should not become a part of who we are at that moment in time. In order to deal with these situations, again, as I mentioned, we need to first control our emotions. And that begins in a number of ways. There's some things that we can daily practice to control ourselves. And one of these things is found in Proverbs chapter 25 and verse 27. Turn there. Proverbs chapter 25. And we'll begin reading in verse 27. Proverbs chapter 25 and verse number 27. Proverbs 25 verse 27 says, it is not good to eat much honey. So for men to search their own glory is not glory. He that hath no rule over his own spirit is like a city that is broken down and without walls. The Bible says if you can't control yourself, you are like a city that is broken down without walls. Controlling yourself, even in the simplest of things, in appetite, what you eat, how much you eat, can help you in the regards to controlling yourself when you need to control yourself in other situations. When self-control becomes a practice in your life, it will make it easier in other areas of your life. The Bible says to search out one's glory is not glory. It's referring we're not to promote ourselves. And you think of the situation, someone is angry with you in a road rage incident. You're not to search out your own glory. You're not to defend yourself. You're to represent God in your life. You're to represent the Lord Jesus Christ and how you're going to respond in that situation. In order for that to happen, we need to have self-control. If our practice is to please ourselves in the normal times of life, It will manifest itself in the difficult times of life. One of the things I've learned is the best way to continue on doing what is right is to always practice on doing right, regardless of the time. Whether it be at work or wherever you're at, especially at work when it comes to matters of safety, they would encourage you, always do what is safe. Because when the time comes, when you're rushed and you're not thinking clearly and things are out of control, if you've always been practicing on doing something, it will become second nature to you. It'll be something you'll just do without thinking about it. And that is why it's important for us as Christians to always practice self-control regardless of the situation, whether it be as simple as what we're eating, what we're reading, what we're looking at, and those times where nothing is coming across our path in such a trial or someone yelling at us. If we're controlling ourselves in the little things in life when we need to, we'll be able to control ourselves in life when we come across the more difficult things in life. It begins with daily routines and controlling ourselves in daily situations, making it a practice in our life. This can be done if we apply God's word to our lives. And when I say apply God's word to our lives, I mean we do what God's word tells us to do. It's one thing to know what God's word says. It's another thing to do what God's word says. And there are some things we can do in order to maintain this self-control. One of the things we can do to maintain this self-control is found in Proverbs chapter 13 and verse 20. Turn there if you would. Proverbs chapter 13 and verse 20. Proverbs 13 and verse 20. He that walketh with wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed. Make no friendship with an angry man, and with a furious man thou shalt not go, lest thou learn his ways and get a snare to thy soul. One of the things we learn here in the simplest matters of self-control is God encourages us to be careful who you hang around with. You hang around with wise people, you'll be wise. Hang around with fools, a companion of fools shall be destroyed. The Bible says if you are to make no friendship with an angry man, and with a furious man thou shalt not go. Why? Lest thou learn his way. If we're going to be people who are controlling ourselves, we need to hang around people who control themselves. We need to make sure we make wise decisions in who our friends are and who it is that we look up to in our Christian life. If you do not practice this simple thing, if you hang around with people who are angry all the time, if you're hanging around with people who are not wise, who do not hold the word of God dear in their life, but rather they have their own agenda of how to deal with things, you're not going to be wise. You're going to take matters into your own hands. You need to find people who love the Lord, who love his word, and apply to their lives, and be with those types of people in order to be that type of person. Be careful who your friends are. Another way to maintain self-control is by controlling our thoughts. The Bible says the following in Philippians chapter 4. You don't have to turn there. I'll read it. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God which passeth all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me do, and the God of peace shall be with you. We need to learn to think the right thing. And that means when coming across these situations in life, difficult situations where we're faced with circumstances beyond our control, think about whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are a good report. Having a healthy thought life will help you to keep your heart right. It'll help you to deal with situations in the right way. And what I mean by that, it's easy when you come across these situations, to begin to think negative thoughts in the sense, I should have gave him a piece of my mind. If only I had done this differently, I could have just let this person, you know, I could have put them in their place. They deserved it. I could have stood up for myself. But when dealing with these situations, remember, don't let those type of thoughts enter into your heart. Because the next time you come across that situation, you're going to let the person have a piece of your mind. You're going to let that thought take control, and that's how you're going to deal with the situation. Even beforehand, the thoughts and meditations of our heart ought to be always about pleasing the Lord. What am I doing right now? Is it pleasing to the Lord? Am I doing what pleases God in the things that I'm doing right now? Just thinking the right way, not the wrong way. Not letting our thoughts wander, but letting them be focused and focused on the Lord and doing what pleases Him. That will help us in this aspect of self-control. Not only does a gentle answer require that we practice self-control when dealing with angry people, but it can bring peace to a conflict. It can bring peace to conflict. Number two, a gentle answer can bring peace to conflict. I'll read it again. A soft answer turneth away wrath. This verse states a gentle answer turns away wrath. It changes the response of the person who's angry with you. Not in every situation this will occur, but in most situations, if you're the type of person, when someone comes up yelling and screaming, if you, for instance, cut them out off when you drove through a stop sign, and you say, I'm sorry about that, and you're not upset because they're yelling and screaming, the person's going to be like, oh, okay. The simple idea or the thought here is if you're in control of yourself and you're not jumping on the bandwagon with a person who's yelling or angry with you, the thought is they're going to respond by calming down. It's going to diffuse the situation. We have to always remember when it comes to these situations that God wants us to be peacemakers and not peace breakers. God wants us, as much as life in us, to live peaceably with all men. And in order for that to happen, we need to have self-control and understand that a gentle answer will turn away conflict. It reduces the result of people being angry with us. The Bible says in Matthew 5:9, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. This verse encourages us to be mindful of our words and responses during times of conflict or anger, and strive to respond with gentleness and kindness rather than adding fuel to the fire with angry or hurtful words. If you respond by becoming angry to the person, you're just going to make the situation worse. God wants us to respond with an unnatural response, by being kind in our words, calm and relaxed. Our goal ought to be in every situation to bring glory to God in what we say and do. God's word teaches us that grievous words are just adding fuel to the fire and escalating the conflict. We understand when it comes to conflict that the only way really conflict can occur is by the words that we say. Wars and fightings among us, they come from within. They come from the words that we speak. The Bible says, where no talebearer is, the strife ceaseth. The Bible teaches us that the words that we say and how we say them can change the situation at hand. And we need to be mindful of that, especially in the day and age in which we live it. There go me many a times, and it will happen, especially now as the world progressively gets worse and against God, that people are going to be angry with you and they're going to have wrath towards you just because you're a Christian. And that we're going to have to deal with the situation according to how Jesus would deal with the situation and not try to deal with it in our own way. No matter how trivial a matter may seem to you for the cause of someone's anger or whatever the reason is they're angry with you, remember how you are to respond in that situation. And respond with a gentle answer. doing it as God has told us to do it. Turn your Bibles to the book of Romans chapter 12. I'm going to read that passage from Romans chapter 12. And we'll begin reading in verse number 18, Romans chapter 12. In verse number 18, if it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. Therefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him the drink. For in so doing, thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. Wrath is not ours to take. It belongs to the Lord. We are, as Christians, to do good to our enemies, to love our enemies. The Bible says you're to feed them. If they're hungry, give them something to eat. If they're thirsty, give them something to drink. Just because someone does something offensive to you in your life and they don't like you, if you see them in need, take the lead. Do what Jesus would do. He would help them. God causes the rain to fall on the just and the unjust. God cares for those who don't care for him. And God encourages us to do the same. And we show care in how we respond to others. We can respond by standing up for ourselves and being angry when someone is angry with us. Or we can respond with a loving spirit, showing that we're concerned for that person. Showing that there is something within us that makes us different. And giving a gentle answer can bring a peaceful situation. It might not only resolve that conflict, it might bring that person to a place where they'll trust in the Lord Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of their sins, because we're willing to be different, to stand out from the crowd and be like our Heavenly Father. We make this our practice because it shows Christ in our lives. That is why we give people a gentle answer. Which brings me to my final point, and I'll be done this evening. A gentle answer reflects Christ in our lives. Not only does a gentle answer require self-control, a gentle answer can result in peace, but most importantly this evening, a gentle answer reflects Christ in our lives. When we respond in meekness and self-control, we are being like Joseph. We're being like Christ. We're being like many other Bible characters who gave an example by how they responded to those who mistreated them. When being mistreated, they didn't take it upon themselves to judge that person at the moment in time or respond in the same way. They took it upon themselves to respond differently, to respond in a Christ-like attitude. We are showing an understanding, and we are showing an understanding that the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God when we apply these verses to our life. Us being angry with those who are angry does not do God's work. We need to do God's work, and God's work expects us to be responding with the right type of words. The Bible says the following, James chapter 1, verse 19 and following. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. When we respond with kindness and compassion, even to those who deserve judgment, it shows them that we're more concerned about them than ourselves. It shows them that we have a concern for them. The Bible says the following in Luke chapter 9, verse 51 and following. Turn there if you would. Luke chapter 9. And we'll begin reading in verse 51. Luke chapter 9 and verse 51. And it came to pass, when the time was come that he should be received up, he steadfastly set his face to go to Jerusalem, and sent messengers before his face, and they went and entered into a village of the Samaritans to make ready for him. And they did not receive him, because his face was as though he would go to Jerusalem. And as when his disciples, James and John, saw this, they said, Lord, wilt that we, thou that we command fire to come down from heaven and consume them, even as Elias did? But he turned and rebuked them and said, you know not what manner of spirit ye are of. For the Son of Man is not to come to destroy men's lives, but to save them. And they went to another village. The disciples in this situation, when they came across this situation, they wanted these people to be destroyed. But the Lord says to them, you don't know what spirit you're of. When you're out there in this world and people are angry with you for no reason, or maybe it's the right reason, you're going to want to defend yourself. You're going to want to do something in order to protect yourself. But remember what spirit you are of. Remember who it is that you serve. Remember what Jesus has done for you and how he has treated you. When we deserve judgment, God showed us mercy. When we deserve to go to hell, God gave us grace. God has always given us what we don't deserve. And when we give others what they don't deserve, we're showing the Spirit of Christ in our life. When people are angry with us and people want to attack us and we respond by giving them what they don't deserve, then we are showing Christ in our lives. To speak in a soft answer, to turn away wrath, it is saying the right thing at the right time in the right spirit. Knowing what spirit we are of and who we represent will make a world of difference when it comes to dealing with angry people. We need to know how to deal with angry people because the world is filled with angry people. This is not telling people what they about telling people what they want to hear, but rather it's giving them the words that they need to hear in a right spirit. I would never ever encourage for us to be political in our answers, but rather what the Bible is saying is deal with the situation in a calm spirit, in a right way. There are going to be many times where you're going to speak the truth in love and the person's still going to be angry with you. They're not going to respond in the right way. But in a lot of times, in a lot of situations, you're going to find when you are the person who comes across these situations and you're calm and kind, you'll de-escalate the situation. It'll turn away wrath. It'll make a difference. And that's what God wants us to do. He wants us to make a difference. And we can make a difference by how we respond to those who are angry with us. And the way we do that is just applying this verse to our lives. A soft answer turneth away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. Don't allow yourself to take control. Don't allow your emotions to take control. Let God have control of the situation, and it will make a world of difference. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, again, Lord, we thank you for your love and your